Welcome to the Brooklyn Curmudgeon Hour. I'm Kat Green, and every week my husband Jesse and I have some friends over to drink some whiskey in our living room because we can't deal with bars on the weekend. This week, after an early start with a failed attempt to Skype in former Bourbon Social regular Anna from Paris, another Friday night favorite, our friend Yvonne, visits us from San Francisco. We talk about changes in the neighborhood since she left and Tom Hardy covered in butter.
Can we get our food?
Oh, we should give
you have
money.
To go. You have to go get it?
Yeah, they're not delivering.
They deliver normally now?
Yeah.
The what? I moved away too soon.
Yeah.
Right. It's
shit. Guys, I'm just going to take Jamie's room. Forever.
But also, they did close the po' boy place.
I heard, but I never got to go.
Oh. No, it was good. Really good.
Do you want my money?
I'm gonna pay with the credit cards. So I don't really care.
Do you want my money anyway?
I mean, sure. Thank you,
it's good for half my tacos.
Oh, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Something horrible has happened next to Lone Wolf.
What? Wait, okay. Let me just be in this moment for a second. Okay, now tell me.
They opened a restaurant next door called Looking Glass. But it seems to be something like gallery bar. I
know. See, they may have beer pong tables.
Oh!
In the space.
I know.
What? We're going to go, by the way. What?
Yeah.
Oh, Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf is where I went when I didn't want to be bothered.
I think Lone Wolf is still a safe space. Yeah.
But if there are bros congregating near Lone Wolf...
Maybe it's like a bro honeypot. Like, they just get attracted over there. That's where they congregate.
They have established the space for bros, but there are not enough bros
to populate.
It's just empty and unhappy.
We should definitely go.
We could do that.
If there are beer pong tables, and liven it up a bit.
We might need pom-poms.
Fine with that. Do you have pom-poms?
No.
Can we make pom-poms?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy.
I have
easy
a cheerleader
pom-poms.
Costume that says Sparky, but...
That's good. That's good. We can make them.
Yeah, we can figure something out. Yeah.
You need pom-poms to play beer pong?
Yeah, or somebody needs them to cheer on the beer pong.
I can cheer.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the game, so yeah. Yeah, you can...
I don't know how to play beer pong.
The what?
I mean, I had never played it until I went to law school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, that's right, because we didn't play it in...
No, because theater school. Theater school is
I was
going to
say, yeah.
I was like, beer pong, I think I've heard of that.
All right.
I didn't play it until law school.
Right,
either,
you just have to throw the thing. How hard is that?
I went to art school, too, and then I hung out with a bunch of old drag queens. So
they don't
play
beer pong.
Nope.
You know what it is.
They're really good at pool, though. Holy
Which
shit.
One?
An American in Paris. And in the program for it, Jeff Hinchey worked on that show, and also Ben Kroll.
Oh, whoa.
And one other person who I can't remember.
When are we
Jeff
and then,
right
you, and then you found Ben Kroll on
Instagram, yeah, when are
Instagram,
we
going to
abduct
right?
Ben Kroll?
He is really hard to find on the internet.
But you found him on Instagram.
I did.
I
so we should pester him. We should pester him.
I will send him.
He liked us.
We should just leave this in the radio show and send him a copy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where are you, Ben?
We're talking about you.
Is that creepy or no?
Does that excite you or make
he
you
was,
afraid?
To start with, he was internet invisible, which I was impressed by.
That's hard to do these days.
It is.
Especially if you're working Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh my god, listen to this
life. Yvonne, I might see a baby get born this way.
Yes, in like
crazy?
A hospital or like
no,
a bathtub?
No, in
a
bathtub.
The bathtub?
Yeah.
It's gonna be freaky.
Yeah.
It's gonna shoot out.
The person might poop afterwards.
I heard that.
Or during.
Yeah.
Probably during.
Probably during. Yeah. You love this person, right?
I do.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you should go see that baby.
No, I know. I'm gonna videotape it, which I
was
oh,
whoa.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so you can't look away.
I know.
Yeah, but sometimes, you can put the lens in between you and what's going on.
I feel like you need to like focus on.
But it's
like,
also
gotta
like
get that zoom.
Zoom, right? So like, and the thing is, she's a nurse, so she. Part of her argument for wanting it videotaped is she's like, I want to watch this. Like, I want to see it happen. I was like, okay.
I mean, that's a lot of argument for putting mirrors on the ceiling,
I get
too.
That. I get that. Well, but honestly, when you're giving birth, I don't think
you're
really
you're
looking
not observing.
In a fucking mirror. You're like, fuck this, you know? But, yeah, so I'm also there to, like, occupy the four-year-old and, you know, make sure people eat, but...
How many people is she going to have there?
Well, it's her and the man and the kid and the midwives and me.
And the dog.
And the dog. The elderly, elderly dog and the elderly, elderly cat. I'm a little worried that either the dog or the cat will die this week. The dog is so old. She's really sweet, but she's like
not old.
She's 13.
That's old in dog
she's,
years.
And for like for you know an 80-pound dog. That
oh,
is
though
old.
That's yeah, that's old. That's old.
She is.
She's
old
not gonna die this week though.
I don't know.
What kind of dog? 80-pound dog.
She's like a pit bull mix. You know, yeah. She's really sweet.
A couple years left in her.
I don't know.
Maybe she'll make it to 15.
She can barely stand up.
Oh, maybe she won't.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. But, oh my god, Feral Girl Child.
But Awesome Feral Girl Child? Is that the one you posted about
yeah,
on Facebook?
Feral Girl Child is kind of my spirit animal.
She sounds amazing.
She's awesome.
I kind of want to hang out with her.
The angry letter about the book she didn't like was really like her scribbling on a page, and then looking at me and baring her teeth and scribbling more, and then taking the page and putting it on her belly and scribbling more. And then taking the page and balling it up in her fist and holding it up.
So she's comfortable in her rage. Like,
I mean, so you're saying that in 15 years she's going to produce a one act.
I
and it's just that.
Totally. I feel like in 13 years, now in like 10 years, she's probably going to show up and be like, I'm staying with you for a while.
No, she'll hang out with Marlene.
I don't know. Maybe.
She's
Marlene,
super cool.
Take me up on a skyscraper. We're going to be iron workers together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
you
trip
just
on this,
hate your friends in
the on
head.
The trap stair. One day that stair is going to get me. I know it. The trap
oh,
stair.
Oh, the triangle
which
stair.
One?
Yeah, the oh, triangle
yeah.
Stair.
Yeah, at some point, we're going to finish putting in our little zoo for the robotic pets. Mm.
Did you... What was that thing that you posted on Facebook today about the dissolving robot?
Oh,
I didn't even look at that.
Is that something that you can get?
Freaky.
Can you
eat
it?
No, it's just an experiment right now.
If it dissolves.
It's, so it starts as a flat piece, right? And with a little bit of charge, magnetic currents make it fold up like origami into its walking shape, and then it is controlled and walks around and does a bunch of stuff and carries twice its weight, and then... climbs on people, does a little obstacle course, it's about this big, and then you can dissolve the whole thing in fucking nail polish. It's
that's crazy.
Amazing. The part where it's climbing on the skin, I just keep waiting for it to like burrow down.
And it's like
just going like into your skin. Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't yet.
But it will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Liz's brother's wife. They were living in Denver, and her job was like, hey, guess what? We're closing the Denver office, and you and your three teammates are the only people who are going to keep their jobs, but your jobs are in San Diego now, so if you want to keep your job, move to San Diego next month.
And then...
they were like, I like jobs. Oh, and her brother was just getting, he was just finishing his MBA.
Okay.
So he was like, you know, getting ready to find a new job, and they were like, let's move to San Diego. Like, apparently it's really nice.
I heard it's really nice.
Apparently if you
I
don't
hear
like...
it's very sunny.
It's very sunny. It's nice. There's not a lot of, like, exciting things going on. There's a naval base if you like sailors.
I have heard of this naval base. And I do love a good sailor.
But there's also... there is... their local dog park is actually a beach. There's a dog beach. So instead of, like, having off-leash hours at the park, you have off-leash hours at the beach.
I feel like you get that in a lot of places, though.
Yeah.
In California.
That's true. There's a lot more beaches.
There's a lot more beaches, and everybody's got a freaking dog.
It's because it's nice out.
Yeah. I'm thinking about bringing my dog back. I'm seriously considering it.
What's going on with your dog?
Huh?
What's going on with your dog?
Well, now she's sick in Nicaragua. Well,
oh.
The family that I send money to every month says she's sick, so whether she's actually sick or not, who knows.
Do you have to do, like, dog quarantine if you bring her?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a difficult decision.
What's she sick with?
Who knows? I couldn't... because, like, also, the family is, like... it's like a... like, they're fishermen, and when they speak Spanish, it's really hard for me to understand. And I also didn't want to push too hard because I didn't want them to think that I didn't believe what they were telling me. So I was just kind of like, okay, well, I was sending you money anyway, so take money for medicine out of that money. Mm. But California is a great place to have a dog. And you can take them to work also. That's like a perk that people like offer.
They're like, oh, bring your dog in. Everybody likes dogs.
Yeah, no, seriously. And I said the following sentence when I was talking to a colleague of mine about this job opportunity. I said, you know, it's more of a traditional work environment. I can't even bring my dog. And I was like, that is a ridiculous sentence that you just said, my bad.
I actually heard that they're talking about changing the like the health code here so you can bring dogs to bars as long as they have an outside space. So like, as long as the bar is an outside space, you can bring your dog.
I feel like they should do that.
Well, because everybody brings their damn dog to the bar anyway.
Anyways, yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, where's Henri?
No Henri. But maybe I'll meet Zola this weekend. She's freaking adorable.
What kind of puppy is she?
She's a yellow lab.
Oh my god, she's probably just dumb and happy as shit.
Yep, that's exactly it. She's dumb and happy, and she, like, doubles in size every time we see her. She's, like, 13 weeks old. Yep.
That sounds perfect.
Yep, it's pretty ideal.
I had a random thought that I wanted to share. I was like, San Francisco reminds me of a golden retriever.
That's exactly what I said about Frisbee guys in the park on Monday.
But yeah, that description is totally, because I was thinking about, like, these people remind me of, like, happy fucking golden retrievers. I don't mean to change the subject,
No, it's not changing the subject that much.
Yeah.
I mean, there are worse ways to be.
And I love it. Like, I love being in the company. Everybody loves a good golden retriever, right?
Sure.
Who doesn't love them?
Yeah. So they're a little floppery, but...
Whatever.
Related note, should we cut down that walk sign?
Ooh.
Is there
takes a leather glove and a pair of lights.
I feel like I am
you don't have to do
fairly
it.
Drunk to work with live electricity.
You don't have to do it. It's only 30 volts.
It's only 30 volts, the walk sign? Are you sure?
It says it on the back of the sign.
It's probably DC then, though.
Yeah. No, it's hanging down. You can read the plate on the back.
Oh, so like it's hanging by the wire?
Yeah. Someone hit it with a truck.
Oh.
You have like an insulated pair of snips, right?
Yeah.
We have
and like a
cutters.
pretty beefy glove.
Yeah.
We've got welding gloves.
You'd probably be okay.
I'm sure we'd be okay.
I mean, it's LEDs, so it's 30 volts.
It's a very small amount of power.
I wonder where the transformer is. I would have assumed the transformer was in the sign.
I think power coming into the pole is DC.
I don't think that's true, because the sign that we had that was LEDs, that was just the hand,
it was maybe 30 volts at the sign?
It had an AC plug on it, and there was no big transformer.
But you're better off if it's line voltage, if it's 120-20, then you know what it is. That's just like a kick in the face if you get it. And you're not gonna,
I mean, I have a lot of gloves in the rear lines and
plugs. Yeah.
It's just not that way.
I do want it.
Okay.
There aren't any cameras on our corner, though, are there?
Okay. It's not quite dark
enough. No one's going to
soon. We'll eat a little something, we'll sober up a little bit.
And then
we're
going to just cut down when I go outside.
Right, but, I mean, let's just wait until it's a little darker. It's not.
It's like dark enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's not stealing street time. The streets aren't dark, you know, like it's not.
You want like the cover of night on you.
Yeah.
I need the cover of night.
I mean, there's still a lot of foot traffic.
Whatever.
And like.
No one cares.
The problem is that we're making a point of talking to more people in our neighborhood. More people recognize us. If we go out and cut down a goddamn street
sign.
No
one cares, man.
Yeah, they do. No,
they don't.
Jesse.
At least wait till the people who care go to sleep.
When did you become a nihilist? Like, come on.
Years ago. No,
you were so full of shit.
No one cares.
What is with dark and gloomy Jesse Green?
What happened, Jesse?
The whiskey happened.
Too early. We started too early.
It's okay, we'll pass. We're going to get some food on its
stomach. We need tacos.
Why are you throwing things, Jesse?
I didn't throw it hard. Got
to throw
him back that you didn't. Right.
Oh. Oh. Jesse, stop throwing things at your friends.
Why?
Because you're combative and you're happy to see her.
I am. I'm demonstrably happy.
That,
I'm happy too.
That's not how you show happiness.
It is how I show happiness.
I'm used to it. I don't care.
There is
fuck
no
you, Jesse.
That's right. Friends indeed.
You're not the boss of me. What are you doing?
I'd like to point out, where's Rich?
He's upstate? Why are you suddenly upset that our friend lives upstate? Like, you didn't even ask him to come over.
I know.
I mean, you can't get mad that somebody's not here if you don't ask them to be here, Jesse.
Whether I asked or not, he wouldn't be.
Jesse, I bet Rich would Skype with you.
Oh, another Skype date.
That would be like...
Oh, yeah. Todd theoretically might come by, though. We should let him know whenever you go, though. Because otherwise, he probably won't come by.
My mom's not there. I'm not coming.
Well,
I miss Todd so much.
He really wants to see you, but they were going to see Mad Max tonight.
Oh, okay. So,
had they not seen it yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
So he's really looking forward to Todd's... Like, you know he's going to be outraged about something.
I can't wait!
So, I know, I'm really excited to
see
what it is.
I can't wait for the Pollenberg review.
I know.
Well, he always has, like, a criticism that I haven't thought of.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Carnitas is better than chorizo.
You go fuck yourself, Liam, right now, because that chorizo is the best.
They might have improved on the
carnitas. Carnitas is, like, really doing it.
Give me some carnitas. Put it in my hand, because I'm not. Thank you.
Right, that shit is good.
This is really fucking good.
Even after I wiped all the salsa off.
I just had a moment where I was just remembering, like, 15 years ago in that house. And I was like, I wonder if at that time we could have predicted this moment right here. Where you just put meat in my hand.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
Bye, Ron.
Yeah, babe.
Wait,
what did
this
you
is
think about
three
Mad
tacos,
Max?
And that's three tacos.
What do I think about your what?
About Mad Max.
Oh, my God. Give me 1 second. I need the chicken taco as well. So, Mad Max. I need to see it again.
I just saw it for the second time.
I've seen it four
times. It's totally better the second time.
I think it's going to be better. And also, I saw it in 3D the first time, and that was not... I don't think that was a good decision.
I like
it's 3D. Actually better in 3D, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff... They do that thing where sometimes where it's in 3D, where the stuff in the... If the foreground is out of focus in the 3D, it
mm-hmm.
really, like, makes me a little emotional.
You got to be sick. You got to be sitting in the right spot, but...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've seen it twice in 3D and twice in 2D.
I just found it so difficult to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just say, I love it. Like, I thought it was really, really rewarding. I also love that, okay, this is the thing I love most about it. So, the acting and the dialogue was not that great.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that it wasn't that great because it gave you a break from the brilliant action visual.
It showed so much more than it told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I very much enjoyed it.
Also, Tom Hardy's face is just fucking beautiful. Adorable. I just want to pinch it. The end where he's like, Max. My name is Max.
I know, it cracks me up every
he's
time.
He's just like making that like...
It's like, it's this heartbreaking, ridiculous joke.
We were talking about it on our way home the other night about how he does like... He actually channels a lot of what Mel Gibson was good at in the early
mm-hmm.
movies of like being a little goofy and
mm-hmm.
like making a goofy face to be
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know what to do here. Like,
mm-hmm.
Which Mel Gibson couldn't do now because
no.
mm-hmm.
his face is just the face of a terrible human being.
I love Charlize Theron in it.
Oh,
I used to hate her. Actually, I could not stand her for the longest time.
Really?
Why? I don't know. Because she's like, a tall, blonde, beautiful, you know, and I wasn't sure how talented she really was. Mm-hmm. But she got a lot of hype, like, so I was just like, ugh.
No, yeah, but she's awesome.
What else has she been in that's really good?
Monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And actually, she's really good in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Really?
That movie is fucking visually spectacular.
Really? I've never watched
it. It's super pretty. It's super dumb. Mm. You know? I mean, it's still a Snow White movie, but she is really good in it, and it is so pretty.
Let me see that.
It's like Snow White on dark, dark acid. Mm.
I like that she gets to be the straight man in Mad Max a lot. Yeah. Uh-huh. But like Tom Hardy is like, and she's like, I'm driving the truck.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just a gorgeous dude with and whatever he has, I don't know.
I tried watching Bronson this week. I mean, I watched it. I made it through the whole thing. It's just, he's really good in it, but it's really pointless as a movie. Like, nothing really changes. It's just like, oh, okay, you're a psychopath. That's just what we're doing here. And I mean, it's like, it's visually nice and they do some clever things, but really nothing else happens. I'm just like,
He like punches a lot of people in that movie.
Punches a lot of people. He's naked a lot.
What?
And,
that's what
it was. Oh yeah, covered in butter and covered in paint.
Butter?
Yeah.
Butter?
Yeah.
My butter.
Yeah.
I love butter.
But like, why is he covered in butter?
To fight prison guards. You know, they did it in Orphan Black too.
Oh wait, is the new season out?
Yeah,
it's
like ongoing.
Yeah,
it has.
Oh yeah,
is it all about dude clones?
So it's mostly about dude clones.
Oh my god, I'm so excited!
I have to tell you that like Liz and I were both a little disappointed that Felix was not the dude clone.
I know, right?
Like, what if it's all Felix?
So that's actually my big beef with this season is that there isn't enough Felix because he was the glue. Like, mm-hmm. He was really...
No, he's my favorite.
He's awesome.
He's my favorite clone.
He's awesome, and he's what humanizes all mm-hmm. of them, right?
Oh, right.
And so, the episodes with more Felix are better episodes in general, because it's like, it gives them something to play off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's getting better. So she's, she gets credited as a producer on this one, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it on Amazon or is it on?
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
It has ups and downs this season, but in general, I'm still pleased with it.
Okay.
Helena is still the best part.
So does she keep her crazy in a good way?
Mm-hmm. I love her theme music. Her theme music is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Bronson.
I mean, like, it's worth watching. He does a really good job in it. And if you want to see naked Tom Hardy, it's great for that. But, like, it's... Nothing happens, you know? Like... It's just like he's in prison, and then he's crazy, and then he beats somebody up, and then he's in prison, and then he's crazy, and then he beats somebody up.
Mm.
But mostly while naked.
A lot of naked.
You make him more watchable?
Sounds like it would. Totally. It does. And then, like, you know, and then there's some really weird, cool visual things that they do where it's, like, him in creepy clown makeup doing this sort of weird thing to a not actually their audience, and then, like, some weird animation. They do some neat stuff. It's clever in some ways. It's just, like, I feel like they made that whole movie because they were, like, wow, the most famous prisoner in Britain is this dude. Let's make a movie about him. And then they weren't really sure what to do with it because all he did was go to prison and beat people up.
Yeah.
And so they're like, how do we have levels to this? And they kind of tried and sort of succeeded, but not really. So do you buy all the feminist hype?
I mean, just in the context of Mad Max or in general? Mm-hmm.
The thing that frustrates me about the feminist hype, if it wasn't for that one shot when you first see the girls, I would totally buy into it.
I think there's more to it than that, too. Like, I think it's flawed as the form that they're building it into.
Yeah.
So I was talking about this yesterday. I was reading something in the general internet. Someone pointed out something that I hadn't noticed, is that... So, there's the whole scene, he rounds the corner, there's the wet t-shirt party.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of a joke about
about what you're looking at.
Yeah. What you're expecting, and like, this is like, it's not what you expect to see when he comes around. And so like, there's that moment of dissonance, whatever, exploiting the female form and attractive models who are all the children of famous people.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But someone pointed out that when they cut back to him, he's like, yes, running water. Mm-hmm. Yes, bolt cutters.
Right.
Fuck you people.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, he basically.
This is
like,
why I need to see it again.
Right. Where he's like, I don't have time for naked teenagers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Running water and bolt cutters. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting out of here. Which I appreciate.
I do think that's
and
true.
And that may also, that's definitely giving it a little bit more credit than it deserves.
Right.
But that part of it is there. In addition to the momentary, like, models in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
I feel like more so than Ex Machina, you can like have a generous interpretation of this movie, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like so what you're saying, I can actually buy that. Like, I have to see it again, but
it starts from a more solid place.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just eat chips off the ground. You totally did.
Whatever.
Oh my God, Jesse David Green.
It's so not. We both pulled glass out of our feet last night, and then he like went looking under the dishwasher, and there was all these chunks of glass. Because apparently, when people break a glass in our house, they're like, "It's cool. I'll just like pick up 5 pieces, and then it's done."
Yeah. Well, you never know what shoots. I will say that I've broken bowls in my house, and like, I haven't broken one of those bowls in probably 6 or 8 months, and I pulled a piece of glass from it out of the carpet. Just out of the carpet in the living room like a week ago, while vacuuming. And I was like, what's this shiny thing? Oh, it's glass from like 8 months ago. I've apparently just not stepped right here. I was like, I don't even know how I didn't see this, how I didn't find it. I dropped a glass bowl on the rug in the living room, and it still shattered. And put on the rug, and it's like, it's a pretty thick rug, and apparently we may or may not have gotten all the glass out of it.
The joy
of not having pets and children. We'll find that glass later. It's not a danger to anyone who lives in our house.
Yeah.
Other than a minor foot danger.
A couple of Swedes and a German? Hell yes.
Yeah.
I think and a Pole.
I mean, are they all going to speak like second language English while you guys party?
I hope so.
Only one of them is really European.
I don't remember the, like, he gave me the ethnic breakdown.
It might as well be Finnish.
Yeah. Let me look up the text so I can read you. So there's Justin, the guy that you met at the thing.
Yeah.
There's an Italian named Fantastico.
No. Is that his real name?
No.
Yes.
That's his drag name. Person.
Yes.
Does he have long blonde hair?
I have no idea. I will take a picture for you tonight.
I want to see a picture of Fantastico.
Yeah. A Polish-Swedish photographer and Kamiya. So it's actually Kamiya and 3 Europeans.
Okay. So where are you going?
What is...
No idea.
What's the unifying factor here?
UN, right?
The UN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it's just that the international crew.
Yeah.
And I assume because Justin is a Swede, that's probably why the Polish Swede is there. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't know what Fantastico is doing in the mix, but I think
they're like, dude, is your name Fantastico? You're in.
You're like our mascot now.
Fantastico sounds amazing. Like, I'm going to just, I don't care who he is as a human being, I'm going to follow him around all night.
He's going to be such a letdown, though.
He's going to be a dick. I really predict that he's going to be.
I feel like he might be a nice person. I just feel like he's going to be a crushing letdown because you can't
live up to that
name. Like, it's not possible.
I mean, what if it's his drag name?
If it's his drag name, then I've got more faith. If it's like if he self-named himself Fantastico.
No, I have a feeling that that's his name.
Yeah, no, I think he's Italian.
He's Italian.
That's possible.
And I don't think this is a drag kind of crew. Like, I feel like he's unironically named.
That's a lot.
Oh,
that's
I can't
a lot
wait for
to live
all
up
of
to.
It. I know.
But here's the thing. What if they're like, we're going to the meatpacking district? Are you really going to do that?
Are you fucking kidding me? If they tell me why we're going to the meatpacking district, I will go. They will buy me because I will not buy anything myself in the meatpacking district. wondering. I will observe, you know.
It's like going on safari.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I will come to find. That's the best case scenario, because then I can come to find.
Yeah.